You know, darling, I've been wanting to talk to you about something for a long time, and I couldn't quite figure out how to go about it. You're a happy person and a joyful person, and we laugh and kid around and enjoy each other all the time. But once in a while, I see a look of fear or dread come into your eyes, and I finally realize what that look means. It means you're afraid of me getting interested in somebody else and you losing me. I want you to know once and for all, and I'll repeat it however many times you need to hear it, that you could never lose me. There won't ever be a time when I won't choose you above all others. There won't ever be a morning when I don't wake up loving you more than I did the day before. All kinds of things will change, but that's not one of them. You've got to realize that. Over the years, I'd gotten tired of people having to forgive me, and I'd begun to change, a little at a time. And by the time we met, I was ready to be honest with a woman and to make you a full partner in my life. From the first, you opened your heart to me and allowed yourself to be vulnerable, and I knew I couldn't ever hurt you or allow anything else to hurt you if I could help it. Back before we got together, somebody had betrayed you, and that leaves a scar and a sore place, and it takes a long time for something like that to heal. I guess it's probably some little place in the back of your mind that flinches when it comes time to trust. But you need to know that since we've been together, every day of my life has been wonderful. Before I met you, my whole life had been empty and lonely. You think I'd want to go back to that? You're in every thought I think. If it's something good, I can't wait to tell you about it, to share it with you. You think I'd do some silliness with somebody else and take a chance on losing what we have? And you'd know immediately by the different way I acted towards you, by the way I looked at you. I'd never hurt you like that. You might could forgive me, but I couldn't forgive myself. We would never be the same. It'd trivialize what we have and what we are together. You don't ever have to worry about anything like that. I won't ever be untrue to you.